Welcome back to Hot Mess Help Desk, where your campus counselors talk through the struggles no one puts in the brochure.
I'm Lainey Kay.
And I'm Maya Ice. Today we're discussing reaching out for help, because it's not weak to speak. It's actually one of the strongest things you can do. Surprise!
And since we're heading into the end of the semester, we also want to leave you with some resources and reminders you can carry forward, because support doesn't stop when classes do.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so today's check-in. When you're stressed or struggling, who's the first person you usually reach out to? Friend, family, professor, or maybe no one yet? And sometimes I pose this question in therapy. I'm like, all right, there's different friends for different things. There's mm-hmm. different supports for different things. If you're in jail and you need somebody to come pick you up, who's the first person you're calling, right? And like, mm-hmm. usually that gets an immediate response. A lot of times it's like, mom, right? Or sister.
Mm-hmm.
And then who's the friend that you want to go eat fast food with in the car and vent to, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I actually reach out to you a lot, yeah? I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we need to go for a Taco Bell run soon.
God. Cheesy Fiesta potatoes, they're calling my name.
Stop. Oh my gosh.
Would you believe, Maya, I also reach out to you a lot. So I think we do need a Taco Bell run. The end mm-hmm. of the semester is busy for us as well.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, Taco Bell, mm-hmm. where you at, girl? Oh my gosh. So a lot of students do tell us that their first instinct is to keep it to themselves. They don't want to bother anybody. But today's conversation is why you don't have to. All right, let's get into it, folks. As we've discussed, college can be overwhelming. If you're new around here, newsflash, college is overwhelming. So while these coping skills that we've been talking about are great, sometimes you need more support than just powering through. You need to lean on your people.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So counselor tip, think of seeking help as building a team. Friends can give some good emotional support. Professors can provide some academic flexibility and support. And counselors can help you develop strategies that fit your situation specifically. There's definitely a difference between like familial support, friend support, and professional support.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, and also, if you listened to our last episode, there are, in fact, 5 players on a basketball team on the court at a time. So yeah, build that team up. Mm-hmm. It could be more than a basketball team. It can be a football team. We don't care.
How many players are on a football team?
Okay,
Maya?
Stop. I'm going to ask you to stop right there.
We'll give you the answer next episode. Next <time. laughs>
I don't know, but a lot. It looks like a lot. I don't know. And you don't have to wait until you're in crisis to ask for support. Coming in early, like coming into counseling services before, is like checking your car before it breaks down. You catch those issues before they get bigger and it's a full-blown crisis.
It's called emotional maintenance.
Yes.
So end of semester stress can bring up a lot. There's a pressure to finish strong, worried about grades, or feeling disconnected. Maybe, you know, your friends, everybody's kind of doing their own thing. Probably doing the same thing just on their own. Yeah. And having a plan for support, coping ahead is what I like to call that.
Mm-hmm.
Whether that's staying connected with your friends or reaching out to crisis lines, it can make a big difference.
Yes. So we do have a lot of clients, especially freshmen coming or first year students coming in, that have never had the opportunity to go to therapy before for a various number of reasons. So we kind of want to talk about what therapy is like and what it is not, because there's all kinds of things flying around, maybe some misconceptions. So we want to clear that up a little bit. So then you can come in here or go to whatever therapist, whether that's counseling services or an outside provider, kind of having some idea of what it should look like.
Mm-hmm.
So, Lainey, can you tell us what therapy is like?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'll speak generally. So you call, you schedule an appointment, depending on where you're going. You know, with us, it might take a week or two to get in. Community therapy, it usually takes a bit longer. Their client load is a little bit heavier. So yeah, it'll take a little bit to get in. You come and see us for an initial appointment, which is usually an intake assessment. And what that means is it is a way for us to get to know you better as a person, like holistically, background information, very much like you would do at like your physical health doctor. So your primary care doctor, you go in, you talk about any medical concerns you might have, family dynamic, family history. For us specifically therapists, we get to know maybe some coping skills that have worked for you in the past, some strengths that you have, some things that you'd like to work on. And then from there, we typically set goals. And we don't set goals for you. We set goals with you. Mm-hmm. And it's a very collaborative process because therapy should be individualized. And so while we have models of therapy that we tend to use, and it's the same model of therapy, you know, whether it's CBT or ACT, so ACT, or, you know, something along these lines is the same, we individualize it and cater to your very specific needs. And so that process in itself is very collaborative. It's not just going to be, you know, your therapist is sitting there telling you, mm-hmm. these are the things that you need to do, and you know, giving you all of the answers. It's a learning process, just like everything else is in life. And so maybe they give you some tools to help work towards your goals. But I say this a lot in therapy, 5% happens in the therapy room. 95% happens outside of the therapy room. You see us maybe 1 hour every 2 weeks. And so there's lots of hours in your day that you spend without us. And so it's really important that you are implementing those tools and putting in the work outside the therapy room so you can really see the progress. So you get our like expertise for about an hour every 2 weeks. And then it's like, okay, then you implement it. And Maya, why don't you tell us maybe a little bit about what that implementation looks like? So do you give your clients homework?
Oh, I give them all homework. Almost every time. Yeah. And sometimes it's real creative and I'm like, oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
But yeah, I definitely give homework because, like you said, Lainey, mm-hmm. you only see us for an hour every 2 or 3 weeks. So yeah. I think it's really important to do that homework mm-hmm. because then we talk about it, because a lot of what therapy can be is trying different things, mm-hmm. especially if you come in and you're like, I don't have any coping skills. I don't know what's going on. Then, okay, go try this coping skill. Come back. You know what? That didn't work for me, Maya. I tried it. Didn't work. Okay, that's fine. Let's think of something else that can work for you. Yeah, so because we're trying to get these goals and we're trying to be better humans, mm-hmm. and that is what you're here for. You're going through something. Let's work on it.
Yeah.
So yeah, that homework might not always make sense to you.
Yeah.
Until you come back and we talk about it and you're like, oh yeah, that's okay. That's why she gave that homework.
Would you say that therapy is easy?
I think it can be hard.
Yeah.
It can be hard. Yes. I mean, sometimes we got to call you out because if we're just sitting there like, oh yeah, you're right. Oh, that's so hard. Yes. Validating your feelings, but also did something you do kind of bring this on, or what's something different that you could have done to handle this better in the future?
Right.
So we're not people pleasing you.
No. And like something I'm pretty upfront about. Y'all know this already. Hello. If you've been here a while, you get it. Yeah. Something that I say to clients is I am not the biggest fan of just talk therapy. Mm-hmm. You can socialize with your friends. You can vent to your friends. You can update your friends on like your kind of day-to-day things. I'm really trying to get to the meat and potatoes of things, you know? Mm-hmm. And so it might feel good to kind of just vent in the moment to your therapist. When you leave therapy, and that is the hope, is that one day you will eventually, you know, leave therapy, implement the skills that you have learned. I don't want it to feel like a loss. I don't want it to feel like you are now losing that hour every 2 weeks that you vented to somebody. Mm-hmm. I want it to feel like a gain. It's like, oh, okay, I've put in all of this work into therapy and now I can go and implement it into my day-to-day life. And it doesn't feel like, you know, a negative. Somehow it's been removed and now I've lost something.
Yeah. Because you don't want to waste your time.
Yeah.
I don't want to waste my time.
Right.
So, and if what your therapist is doing isn't working for you, you also need to tell them that.
Oh That is something that comes up, you know, because sometimes mm-hmm. we're secondary support for mm-hmm. clients who have primary therapists. They see them once a week and they might see us for maintenance, and it's, you know, every 2 to 3 weeks and we're working on something else. And if therapy is not working for you, right, if the techniques that you are using, if the things that you're talking about is not resonating with you, it's not super useful, you got to speak up.
We'll be so proud of you.
Literally, we
for saying something.
Right. As, we can't read minds. So you have mm-hmm. to, you have to tell us. And honestly, as professionals, we expect that sometimes. We expect that what we're doing is not going to work collaboratively. It is up to the client to be like, hey, yeah, I didn't like journaling. Okay, yeah, cool. Let's talk about that. Why didn't you like journaling? Oh, I did not like CBT. I did not like targeting my thoughts, right? It's like, okay, well, let's talk about that a little bit. And that debrief is so important for growth. Mm-hmm. So, all right, let me get off this pedestal.
Lainey, what's one thing students can do today to build a support network?
That's a great question. I think that maybe if we reflect a little bit on the areas that you can have support, so the professional support, whether that's a mentor, a therapist, a social support, so like mm-hmm. friends or peers, familial support. Think about those kinds of different supports. Is there an area that's maybe lacking? Okay, let's try to target that area. Is it reaching out to your sibling and saying, hey, I'm struggling with XYZ. Can we chat about it? Or just checking in, seeing how you're doing. I think it's probably going to be on the student or the client to build some support. And that means reaching out.
Mm-hmm. Being a little vulnerable.
Yeah. And what do you think about that?
Yeah, I have a lot of clients that they might have a good amount of friends, but they can't be vulnerable with any of them. So then they offer a little bit of support, but they really need more support. So we've talked about this previously, is getting a little vulnerable. Like mm-hmm. they might be experiencing the same exact thing. Mm-hmm. They might also need a better emotional support. So getting a little bit vulnerable.
And that kind of brings us into our next, you know, kind of point here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why does asking for help build strength? This is a question that comes mm-hmm. up a lot for my clients. I have mm-hmm. some clients that I've really kind of talked about this at length.
Mm-hmm.
Well, think about, let me pose this question to you, Ryan. We love this. How do you feel, right, when you have something going on and you reach out to a friend about it or maybe a family member? You know, how do you feel at first?
I feel a little nervous, like, what are they going to say? Like, mm-hmm. whatever. Mm-hmm. But then after I talk to them, I'm like, oh, it wasn't that bad. Mm-hmm. They supported me. They gave me, if I was looking for solutions, they gave me solutions. If I was just wanting to vent, they let me vent and listen. So then I feel a lot better.
So you're telling me that you were nervous.
Sometimes, yeah.
And you did it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And then it benefited you?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. So, yes, it takes so much courage and strength to be vulnerable. And we've talked about this before. Being emotional is a given, right? Like, mm-hmm. we are all experiencing emotions. It's not a weakness to experience emotion.
Ate that up.
I mean, it's just like, I don't have anything else to say about it. I do have other things I could say about it, but that is the big takeaway.
Mm-hmm.
It is not a weakness to experience emotion and tell other people. It is so brave that you're mm-hmm. nervous, Maya, and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm going to be vulnerable with somebody and I'm not really sure how they're going to respond. And these are my emotions and I'm feeling them so deeply and it's impacting me in all of these ways. And I'm going to talk about it and allow somebody else to see that mm-hmm. and then give me their input. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
You did it anyway.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Proud of you.
Yeah. Thanks. And we're proud of you, listeners.
Gosh, I wish I had that on video. The way you pointed, it was like, mm-hmm. you know, with some. Mm.
All right. Myth. Asking for help means you're not strong enough to handle it yourself.
As we just said, asking for help is strength. It shows self-awareness and courage.
Mm-hmm. Another one, counselors will just tell me what to do.
Oh my gosh, it's kind of like we just talked about this. Counseling is collaborative. It's about listening, problem solving, and building skills together.
Woohoo!
All right, self-care spotlight. This week's spotlight, make a personal support list before break. Hey, write down two friends you can text, one adult or mentor you can check in with, and one professional resource like your counseling center or a hotline or a professor.
Mm-hmm. That way, when things get tough, you're not scrambling. You already know who's on the roster on your team.
How many people are on the football team?
I think it depends.
Yeah, don't Google it. We'll tell you.
Don't listen.
We'll tell you next time.
We'll see if our... Well, maybe you do need a fact check.
Should we guess? Should we do a guess?
Okay, wait. Is there like offense and defense? Is there a different amount?
Yes, ma'am.
Time? Do you actually know?
I have a rough idea.
Okay. Is it like 12 each?
I was thinking something like that.
Oh my God.
All right. We'll check back next week, you know? All right. That's it for It's Not Weak to Speak.
As you move through the rest of the semester, remember, support doesn't stop just because you're busy. Use your resources, lean on your people, and give yourself permission to take care of you.
Next time, we'll do a little review and reflection of all we've discussed this season. We hope you've been taking notes. This will be on the final exam.
This is Hot Mess Help Desk.
Two counselors.
Total hot messes.
Here to help you thrive.
Before we go, a quick reminder. You don't have to handle everything on your own.
If you're a student here at UE, you can connect with us at the Counseling Center. Just call 812-488-2663, email counselingservices@evansville.edu, or stop by during office hours.
If you're not on our campus, check in with your school's counseling center or a local provider for support.
And if you ever feel like you're in immediate danger or having thoughts of harming yourself or others, please call public safety to get in contact with a UE counselor or call 911 right away.
You can also dial 988, the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. It's available 24/7 anywhere in the U.S.
You're not alone, and reaching out takes courage.
This podcast was produced by Student Media. Student Media is a student organization at the University of Evansville that utilizes design, photography, video, and sound towards experiential and academic learning in journalistic endeavors and storytelling. Student Media elevates the voice of the student body and connects the campus and community to important information and points of view. If you would like to donate, go to fireside.evansville.edu/donate to contribute to a program.